the more formal components of the the precision livestock team of ASAP, we're now kicking on into the spatial enabled livestock management symposium, and I guess a little bit more of an informal a few more informal presentations, and also with the aim of this whole event to sort of bring together all you guys that are researchers in this area or want to be researchers in this area, technology developers and industry players, so we can sort of start working towards some collaborative relationships in this area. Professor Jim Barber is going to give some opening words for us. Jim has been a supporter of our research group since he arrived, and recently provided us with funding for a research lectureship in precision agriculture, and 40% of that time will actually be allocated to precision livestock, which is very exciting, teaching undergrads in this sort of technology and researching even more. He's also supporting our current bid within the CRC for spatial information in biomass business, which again is exploring a lot of these technologies from a vegetation side of things. So, Jim, welcome to the floor.
In some ways, I'm a bit of a fraud here because my training is psychology, and the only animal training I've had is with rats, running them through mazes and trying to teach them things when they don't want to learn it. But I have been on a pretty steep learning curve since I came here with Mark's group and David's group, and I now know that spatial monitoring of livestock and their environment has actually been a rapidly expanding area of research in Australia, New Zealand, and around the world over the last few years. We do at UNE do pride ourselves on our regional and global impact in agricultural sciences broadly. We've got a long history of education, as you would know, and research in the rural and environmental sciences. So we're very proud to host this symposium. Agriculture and livestock management, as one example of that, demands a lot of from innovation and technology to remain internationally competitive and sustainable. And so this symposium does reflect our commitment to marshalling the best that we can provide in this area, bringing our pretty, we think, pretty unique mix of basic and applied sciences to supporting the development of innovation and technology in rural sciences, generally speaking. You may know that we have, as a result of the work of Mark and David and others, we've now developed some undergraduate units or subjects in the area of precision agriculture, and we must be one of the very few universities in the country that actually do that, including, of course, precision livestock technology. So in opening this part of the proceedings, I want to just conclude by thanking, first of all, Mark Trotter, who is a UNE postdoctoral fellow here. He has worked really tirelessly to put this together. It's his vision, in fact, this symposium dedicated to this theme. So I want to acknowledge you, Mark, and thank you for putting it together. I also want to take the opportunity to thank the MLA, who've been great supporters of ours now for years and continue to support us. And we like to think that we make a pretty good team. And, of course, the CRC for Spatial Information. And in that context, I particularly want to acknowledge David Lamb, who just continues to inspire, you know, generations of students and does such outstanding work. So that's enough from me. I think I'll let you get on with the symposium and move to the topic or the question on everyone's lips, which is, why does it matter where animals urinate?
Thanks, Jim.